and Harper Audio present Out of Body by Nia Davenport, performed by Karen Molina White. To all the Black girls who've ever felt like who you are isn't enough, it is. And you're amazing. Shine bright. She can no longer delay the thing she dreads. She eases a navy blue duffel bag from under the motel bed, unzips it, and stares down at its contents. The metal case on top is a small, shiny black square, something that might normally contain her charcoal pencils and blending stumps. She wants to shove the bag back under the bed and flee the motel room. She should destroy the case. She should hurl it into a river or a fire or grab a fucking hammer and bash what's inside it to pieces. But she can't, because she needs it. She needs it even more than the stack of cash buried deeper in the bag. It is time to act. She will not let guilt eat at her. So, instead of destroying the case, she snaps it open and checks that everything she needs is inside. It is. Her phone buzzes, vibrating loudly from its place on the dusty dresser. She abandons the duffel on the carpet, wipes her hands against her jeans. They always feel grimy after she touches the metal case, and grabs the phone. The dingy floral comforter reeks of cigarettes and must. She refuses to sleep beneath it. "What time are you coming over?" The text reads, so excited. Although she promised herself she will not feel guilty, her breath catches. The walls of the room seem to press inward. The girl snatches up a second duffel bag from the bed. This one contains her sketchbook and enough clothes to last her a week. She hoists it across her back, then zips the other bag and hauls it onto her right shoulder. "On my way now," she types. "Can't wait." She grabs the motel key that hangs on the hook beside the door to turn it in when she checks out. After tonight, she won't be needing the room anymore. 1. "Getting jitters?" Elsie asks me. I tear my gaze from the black metal case sitting between us on my bed.
"No,"
I lie, forcing a smile.
"Of course not."
"You better not be," she says playfully. Her light brown eyes, impeccably made up with killer mascara and festive gold eyeshadow, gleam with excitement. When she grins, the whole room gets brighter. It's this crazy, infectious thing that usually makes me want to cannonball into whatever thrill she's proposing. But what we're about to do tonight is different, bigger than our normal fun. It also means serious trouble if we get caught.
"Everything is sterile, right?"
I ask, trying to quash my nerves. She squeezes my hand.
"I wouldn't let my girl go out like that. I got you."
"Boss up," I tell myself. Tonight is a crucial friendship test, the ultimate trust fall, in honor of our 3-month friendiversary. I can't fail. She picks up the metal case and snaps it open, pulls out a small, sleek, piercing gun. I finger the earring that dangles from my right earlobe. My ears are the only things I've pierced until now.
"Wanna know a secret?"
Elsie says as she tears open an alcohol wipe packet. She slides the wet wipe over the plastic part of the gun and its metal stud holder.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?